Car making has been one of the motors of the Czech Republic's economic boom of recent years. And for this edition of Panorama, I have come to one of the centers of the country's motor industry, the central Bohemian town of Kolín, around 50 kilometers from Prague, is home to one of the country's biggest and most modern car factories. The Toyota, Peugeot and Citroën Automobiles plant, commonly referred to as TPCA, produces an incredible 1,100 cars every day. Its spokesman and our guide today is Radek Gňava.
The project starts in 2000. And the start of production was at the end of February in 2005. So that means we produce more than three years now. And from these times we produce more than 700,000 cars. Our workers start at 6:30 and they work till 7:11. Why 11? Because this time is calculated according to our need of production. So 1 minute is one car, and we know that we have to produce in one shift 581 minutes of production.
Toyota claims to have the most efficient production system in the world. The working cycle of the workers at the assembly line lasts exactly 57 seconds. They are trained to perform 4 to 5 different operations. They do each of them for 2 hours and then they rotate. My original idea to talk to them right on the spot turned out to be very naive. With this working speed, no one has time to speak to me. I put on a helmet and protective glasses and get on a train along with a group of high school kids who have also come for a visit. For someone who has never visited any plant, the sight of the production hall is amazing. The hall covers 300,000 square meters and at one time there are around 112 workers. It's incredibly busy and there are traffic signs and lines to direct the operation.
We produce a lot of cars. Almost 100% is for export, and the biggest market for our factory is Italy, France, Germany, Great Britain and Netherlands. We divide our production to 4 main areas. The first is stamping, the second one is welding, then final assembly and paint shop. Now we are in welding. We call these areas shops, so we are in the welding shop. And here we have more than 200 robots. These big robots are for manipulation because our factory is in 2 floors and these robots are called Godzilla, but originally it's a robot from Japan.
One thing you can't fail to notice are signs with slogans hanging everywhere, such as quality today, success tomorrow. Radek Gňava explains.
Yes, it's main philosophy from beginning of our company that quality is the first issue because customers expect best quality. And we have to communicate to every employee that this is our main priority and they have to produce the first quality.
Apart from quality, TPCA has other principles of production. One of them is the Japanese term Kaizen, which means constant improvement. Employees are encouraged to keep looking for ways how to improve the production. Toyota has also developed a special system of managing supplies, the so-called just-in-time system. The main idea is to lower the inventory to a minimum and to speed up the production. I myself find it hard to believe that production in TBCA could be even more efficient than it already is. I admit that my original intention behind my visit to this factory was to find out how Czechs who don't have the reputation of being really hard-working adjust to the Japanese system of work. But after seeing the plant, I realize there is no point asking. Prospective employees undergo an extensive training, and if they can't adapt to the system, they simply don't work here. On the second floor above the production hall, there are offices, or rather one huge office, with dozens of people sitting side by side at their computers. Here I talk to some of the foreign employees about their work experience in the Czech Republic.
Honestly speaking, for Japanese, we are not so familiar with the Czech Republic. If we say to someone, I go to Czech Republic, everyone thinking still Czech Republic is Czechoslovakia. So honestly speaking, I did not have so much image. I was very surprised, very, very nice city and very developed.
Paris, originally, but I was expat in Argentina during 7 years before coming to Czech Republic, so I have experience from living abroad of France, but I'm very pleased to be here in Czech Republic. In Czech Republic, we feel that we are already in Europe, and I think there are more proximities between Czech Republic and France, and we feel like with common history and common way of thinking. So there is, for me, not so big difference, of course. Recent history of Czech Republic gives some particularities that we can notice, not in TPCA, but in Prague, for example. We still see things that remain from previous way of dealing with things. But anyway, we feel in Europe.
When it was built in 2005, the TPCA was the biggest investment of its kind in the Czech Republic. Now it's being overtaken by another project, a Hyundai car plant in Moravia's Nošovice, which is due to begin rolling out cars in September. Between TPCA and the Škoda auto car maker in Mladá Boleslav, the Czech Republic is already producing around 1 million cars every year. The auto industry looks like remaining a main engine for the Czech economy for many years to come.
That edition of Panorama was by Ruth Frankova and brings us to the end of our show today here on